Joining us on Pulse 2 Matchday Live, let's get some thoughts from the City manager, Gary Boyer, after that defeat to Coventry City. Gary, it is another defeat, I'm afraid. It could have been a different story had we taken chances first half.
Yeah, I totally agree. We thought we started the game well. Again, you know how we wanted to go about it. We carried the instruction and we get presented with a couple of great opportunities. And, you know, unfortunately, we haven't been able to convert them. And then we go down the other end and then we concede probably on their first real attack of any purpose. And it's just lazy defending from us. It's poor defending and he scores too easily. And unfortunately, that's been the story since I've been here, is that at one end we haven't been good enough and at the other end we haven't been good enough. And, you know, we've got three games to go now and then we have to correct that.
There was a reaction at least to the goal, wasn't there? We kept going and should certainly have had something from that first half, as disappointed as we are at conceding.
Yeah, definitely. And then, but that's the conversation, no disrespect to me and you, but we've had ever since I've been here that we have had chances and big moments in games and unfortunately we haven't took them and then we've been punished for them. And so, you know, then obviously Nat gets sent off and that just makes the task even harder against a very good, well-recruited team, you know, Mark. And he's done a brilliant job in the summer and then again in January. And this is a team that's took 2 years to get to, you know, their promotion last year and now. And no doubt they will add again to it. So, you know, it's a good model. I like it. It's very similar to the model that we recruited at Blackpool. So, you know, we just got to get through these next three games now and work ever so hard to, you know, get players in.
Just going back to that sending off, did you see it? And what has Nat said about it?
I didn't see the second one. I saw the first one. I didn't see the second one, no.
Has he said anything to you that night, personally? To get involved in that, it's probably a little silly.
I think their bench said to me that, you know, he blocked his run and just held his arm out. And, you know, once you've been booked, obviously, you've got to be smarter than that. But, you know, I have to say, I thought then the lads stuck at it. You know, they were organised in terms of our shape, how we said to go about the game. I thought Sean Scannell was excellent, first half in particular. And it's a bonus for him to get through the 90. I thought Young Powdy again was terrific for us and kept going. Lewis O'Brien the same. And you know, they showed the youth and enthusiasm and the hunger that they have because they want to go and make careers in the game.
Must be like a frustration to you. These are not your players. It must be like managing with your hands tied a little bit behind your back. But you've seen enough from certain players to suggest there's a nucleus maybe of four or five who might be here next year.
Well, I think, you know, that'll be ongoing in terms of what we are able to do, what we're allowed to do, obviously budget-wise and who we can bring in. And obviously then, you know, there might be certain ones that think that that they don't want to be playing at the level that mathematically, obviously, at this moment in stage we're not at, but let's be realistic. So, you know, it is a big summer.
What did you make of Ben Wilson's performance today?
Yeah, he did all right, didn't he? He didn't have a great deal to do. I thought he kicked it well. He's excellent with his feet. He looked calm. You know, you couldn't say, oh, he should have done better with that goal or that goal. It wasn't any of that.
Yeah. Monday, of course, it might be a difficult one at Valley Parade, given circumstances. Are you tempted to change it around once again, maybe give a few opportunity?
Adam Chickson's injured, so he's ruled out. David Ball's injured, he's ruled out. So we are really down to sort of like the squad that's travelled is who really is fit. Whether we make a call on Calvin Mellor and Callum at this stage is, you know, another thing. We'll have to see how they go in the next 2 days of training, but that's what we've got, and you know, we'll have to go with that.
Now, you came here, say you give your all to try and keep City up. Yeah, the writing's on the wall. We've certainly seen improvement and an organisation about the players and the attitude. Does it feel like a thankless task at the moment?
What a question. It is what it is, you know. I knew coming in it would be very, very difficult. But, you know, we've, like you say, the fact that you can acknowledge that we've got them organised, got them more difficult to beat. But, you know, you need more. You need more in this league than just looking pretty between the two penalty boxes. You've got to be ruthless in both boxes, the higher up you go. Well, in any level, to be perfectly honest. And we haven't been. It's as simple as that. That's no excuses. We just haven't been good enough in both penalty boxes in key moments of games. And as a result, I'm a great believer. You end up where you end up.